So here I am. It's I'm in a studio in Los Angeles. Hello, guys. This is Gators Vibes. Gator Sauce. I'm doing a vibe check on y'all because society. Welcome to the show. I'm here as president. I'm still running for president. This is a podcast. Where are my friends?
Hey, who are you?
Where'd you come from?
I was just sweeping that corner over there. Who are you, sir?
My name's Dr. Society. Kurt.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing here? This is the Cosby Show set. What are you doing?
The Cosby Show set. I see the reruns of that show in my mind sometimes when I'm really sad, you know.
Oh, you've got some problems.
I am a problem. That's what my mom and my therapist and my dad and my dog and my cat and my goldfish, that's what they tell me.
Well, it's almost Halloween night. Shouldn't you be out celebrating with your friends?
I have no friends.
You have no friends?
No.
Well, I'm just a lonely janitor here, and I got plenty of friends. I'm pretty disappointed to see a young man like you got no friends.
Are you the ghost of holiday janitorial spirit?
I don't know about that, but I was just sweeping this floor here. Say,
can you grant wishes?
I can grant you wishes, actually. I can grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is I want to throw that wish away.
Okay, you can throw that wish away. That's a wish that some people actually made before in the past. I'm surprised not enough people make it. If you throw a wish away, you actually get $100. Here you go.
Thank you. My second wish is that I wish my massive penis was just a little bit smaller.
Massive penis, a little bit small. Okay, and there you go.
Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, man, now it's not all the way down my pants. All right.
And I know exactly how much smaller you wanted it, too.
Thank you.
Didn't even have to ask.
Thank you. And my last wish is... come here close. Come here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm
already sitting on your lap, but okay.
I know. Hey, I want my friends back to do the podcast. Just one more time.
You want your friends back to do the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, what if I told you? I was here the whole time, buddy.
Oh my god, it's Gabe! Oh my god!
Hey!
Hey, Gabe! Oh my god!
What's up, man?
Oh, I
missed you. Did you like the whole... the voice I was doing? Did you like that?
I couldn't even tell it was you. The mustache.
Yeah, man, I've been practicing that for, like, months.
I thought the mustache was just, like, you know, a thing you did. But, you know, wow, oh my goodness, that's awesome. Hi,
Gabe. Yeah, no, I'm 16. I can't grow a mustache.
Oh.
Hey, Kurt, I'm here, too.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah. I've just been standing on that corner the whole time.
Daniel Griffin?
Yeah.
The real Dan Griffin?
Yeah, that's what the internet says.
Oh my god! Holy shit, my vice president and my whatever Gabe is here.
I didn't even know about that one. I just came here by myself.
What are you guys doing here?
I was just trying to make him happy for Halloween.
Oh yeah?
What are you doing here?
I was just hanging out.
Just on the Cosby Show set?
Yeah.
Just chilling?
I like to come here and think about stuff.
Okay.
I came to L.A. because I was a small-town girl, and I had big dreams of becoming an actress. Now I'm becoming president.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah?
Is that your recording equipment over there?
Yeah.
What do you say we do the podcast together for old time's sake?
Yeah, let's do it. Happy Halloween, guys.
Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
And all a good rest of the year.
Guts out!
There we go.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
we're like an STD. You like, never wanted to have us, and we're still here.
You know, like, it's Halloween, you know? Also, I've been thinking about ripping someone's guts out lately, because, you know, society.
Huh. Did you see Joker?
Did you get vibe checked yesterday?
I did. Oh, good. I got wave checked, then I got vibe checked, and then I just got checked at the TSA, and I didn't make it through.
Did you get an STD check?
Yeah, at the TSA.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, they do that all now? Way up there. Is that like a free clinic thing, or is that what? Did you have to pay money?
No, they were just prowling around in my insides, and they found some STDs.
Yeah, and they're like, it was kind of like a off the book thing. Where he's like, listen, this is not really my job, but I know what that is, so I'm gonna help you out, bro.
Did he just like said, pull it out you, of sir. You?
No, he was in there the whole time.
I don't think you understand what STDs are.
It was like a puppet.
I thought STDs were like CDs, but smaller. And you shove me.
Hey,
what?
Hey, I'm gonna introduce us.
Oh yeah,
I'm Daniel Griffin. And
hello, Daniel Griffin.
And with us is America's Testicle, Kirk Burkhart.
Yeah, hi guys. This is a podcast, and this over here is my host buddy.
Hey, I'm Gabe. What's up? I'm here too. What up?
Yeah. So hey guys, welcome to the show, Gator Sauce. It's a podcast. I swear it is. Jesus Christ, my legs hurt. Happy Halloween, you fucking douche sucks, you cunt bags, you little dipshits. Welcome to the show. This show is essentially garbage. I don't feel like explaining anymore. That's what we do.
You're feeling, you're coming off really negative and just sad lately.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, everything you're saying is 100% true, and we are as bad as you say we
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
But have a better attitude about it.
I mean, before you used to gladly come into this heaping pile of trash and record a full hour and a half episode, but now you seem like you're a little down, and you're, quite frankly, I feel like you're going insane.
Yeah, you're kind of being a little bitch tits about only an hour and 6 minutes.
Well, first of all, you're not my real dad. And second of all, you're not my real dad either. So, go suck on these nuts. Hey, Dan, do you know who Joe is?
Dan, no. Don't go for it.
No, I don't.
Joe Mama!
Fuck. Okay, he did it anyways. I knew that was going to come. Kurt, we need to talk to you, okay?
What's up, buddy?
We've been listening to the last few episodes. Kurt, this isn't funny.
Episodes of what?
Are you serious?
Sure.
Do you want me to repeat it again? This is a podcast.
Hey, Kurt. Kurt, yes. This is a me and Gabe conversation.
This is a me and Dan conversation.
I'd like you to sit
down. I'd like you to see your way out, because this is an A-B conversation.
Holy shit. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
So wait, this is a podcast?
This is a podcast. He says it every episode.
Every episode of what?
This podcast that we do.
This is a podcast?
This is... Dan?
Yeah.
Kurt, do you want to tell him?
I think Dan's insane, and frankly, I'm tired of all of his negativity. He comes into this studio.
Okay, you guys, both of you need to stop for a bit. Kurt, we're concerned about you, okay? I, at least, listened to the last episode of this podcast.
I don't care enough to be concerned about you.
He wasn't. He was actually saying that we should just pretend you don't exist.
That's true.
Wow. On the way here, he wanted to run you over, like, just drive straight into the studio and aim for you.
That's true. Which is weird, because we apparently had a conversation and also didn't know each other were going to be here.
We didn't know that we were going to be here.
We were just talking about unrelated, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we ran?
And then
Kurt
I forgot
over?
That Dan was in the car.
So it was an Uber pool, but Gabe was in blackface. Yeah,
but also, I was wearing a disguise the whole time, so that explains it.
Kurt, Gabe only sits in the backseat of the car because he doesn't see Uber drivers as people. Yeah. So.
I'm also 16, and I don't feel comfortable around.
Also, Dan, I have to congratulate you on your blackface. It's incredible right now.
Thank you.
It is really good.
Where'd you get that done, by the way?
It's not even blackface. You're, like, almost invisible in this dark studio.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I got it professionally done, and it's very tasteful and wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think it's offensive. It's so dark.
I think it's actually tattooed.
Well, you know that.
Is it tattooed?
I was just about to say the trick is most people try to use makeup, and that's racist. Mm-hmm. If you do it with makeup, it's racist. But if you get your entire body tattooed,
then you are black.
Then you are black.
That makes sense. I don't know why they didn't just do that back in the day.
So you guys wanted to talk to me about something, right?
We do want to talk to you about something, all right? So I've been listening to the last few episodes of the podcast, last two that I wasn't on.
Yep.
And I'm quite frankly, I'm pretty concerned with you. You, the last episode, or the one before that, you were in a phone booth with two guys, and you would not stop making fun of this one guy's accent over and over.
Oh, yeah.
That was really offensive. And then you sucked some random dude's dick, or he sucked your dick. Something happened. There were dicks that were sucked in that episode, and I don't think that either of you were wearing condoms. So I'm concerned about your STDs, too.
We signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't tell you.
It was on air. Like, we could hear you leading up to the dick sucking and after the dick sucking. And you even said, thanks for sucking my dick.
Gabe.
Like, that's all on air.
Gabe, if he signed a non-disclosure agreement, you need to respect that, okay?
Okay, well, either way, after that, I don't even know what happened to you, because you were in a dumpster and you recorded the whole... Kurt, actually, can you tell me what you think happened in the last episode?
So I was in my dumpster hotel that James Franco rented out to me.
This is adding up so far.
Okay.
This is nice to hear all this, because I don't listen to the podcast when I'm not on it. So this is nice.
This was a podcast.
And, you know, I was about to take a nap. I was about to take a nap on my corpse. You know how you use corpses as mattresses, right, guys? Yeah?
No.
No,
okay. But continue with your story.
Well, so yeah, I got a letter. Then I got a letter from Hogwarts, from you, Gabe.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, also, you need to explain that. How, magic.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, and then my friend George, he just, he climbed in, and we talked about things and people, and James Franco,
Stop right there. George, who's... Because I did hear you say George quite a few times, but I didn't hear anyone talk back.
Yeah, Glorg Abeligolo?
He's a Weeblo? You were just talking... Do you think there was another person in the dumpster with you?
Yeah, his name was Gob Glooblop. Agazulo.
Oh, God.
You know what?
You know I say, oh, God, a lot, but this time true. I really mean it.
I think we forgot about something.
Hey, did you guys know I'm running
for
president?
Kurt had a brain aneurysm. And his brain doesn't work right anymore.
I mean, I feel like that's a given.
I think that's kind of dark.
Yeah.
Like my skin now.
Is that reversible in any way, or are you just...
It'll be very painful to get it reversed when I do.
Do you plan on doing that?
It's going to be bad. I am not going to enjoy it.
Was this worth it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm so good at basketball right now.
Fuck, I'm not.
And people said that reverse racism isn't real. Am I right, guys? That's a joke. Hey, Gabe, why were you at Hogwarts? What the fuck are you doing at Hogwarts, you... Gabe, I'm a wizard. You're a wizard.
Okay. Can we talk about the last time we were all three together on the campaign trail?
Yes.
No.
What happened?
Oh.
Well, I mean, we were all getting off of a flight, right?
Hey, you guys know I'm running for president?
Yeah, we know about that. That's,
oh, shit, I'm his vice president,
aren't
I? You're
going to be his vice president.
Oh,
yeah. That's why I
fuck.
Think you should get rid of the whole blackface thing. That could.
Well,
go,
yeah, I'm going to. It's not blackface if it's tattooed on. Stop calling it
I
that.
I know, but people might get confused that they might think it's a black vice president.
Well, yeah, that's going to get us
like
the
a
black
Jackson
vote.
Type situation.
The darkest of all votes. I got Wesley Snipes to do a campaign ad with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because you were black?
Yeah.
You don't think he would have...
He likes my policy issues.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Be nice to black people.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one. Wait, where were you?
That's actually a pretty good policy.
Where were you?
I'm surprised.
Daniel Rodriguez. Daniel.
I thought we were talking. I thought Gabe was going to explain.
Oh yeah, Hogwarts.
First.
I am going to explain. I'm going to explain Hogwarts. So yeah, we were all getting off of a flight in San Antonio, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I got hit in the head with a letter. From an owl.
Oh.
What letter? What letter was it?
It was telling me that I just got accepted into Hogwarts.
Which letter was it?
School for Gifted Youngsters.
Was it a P?
What do you mean?
Like, what letter was it?
Oh, it was a W for wizard.
Nice.
You're a wizard,
Gabe! But then I opened it, and it was a full letter. Yeah. But,
That didn't work the first time, Kurt.
Sorry.
Continue, Gabe.
But then, I went over to the train station, and which is kind of weird, because we were in the United States, and I live in this country,
right.
But I got into a school in England.
Right.
Yeah,
so you got there by way of San Antonio,
yeah.
Which we all know is the wizarding capital of America.
It is. I don't know how you know. Are you a wizard?
No.
Are you a wizard?
I just like
You're
to read
muggle.
Up on it.
You're not
so
a wizard,
about,
Dan!
One thing I learned in wizard school is
0 for 3, Kurt.
Is that muggles are bad.
Okay.
Like, bad, bad. Like, you should be racist.
Well, I think they like
them.
To be called dwarfs or little people.
No, muggles.
Oh.
Those are new people, like non-magic people.
Oh, sorry.
You're thinking of dwarves or little people.
No, I'm thinking of a different word that you won't say.
Hey, you guys hear that one about society where a man walks into a bar and he shoots himself?
Oh my god. Hey, but I have magic powers now.
Yeah.
Hold on. Look at this. Look at this wand I have.
Cool. Wave it and do something.
I learned this one cool trick. Do you have like a bird or something or a pet?
No, but I have this beer.
Alright. Avada Kedavra!
Oh my god!
It's colder now. Kurt, he made my beer colder.
I killed his beer and it got colder.
Yeah.
How does that play?
Gabe's magic is only beer related. That's the only wizarding powers that he has.
Yeah, that
is of or pertaining to beer.
They just pretty much let you do anything there.
Like, they really don't give a fuck. I got a time turner my first day there.
Nice.
Did you just keep on getting drunk?
They just kept giving me a time turn, and I'm like, I'm out of beer. And I went back in time and drank more beer. Yeah.
What?
How about a cadaver?
What? Just for the record, I've never seen Harry Potter. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about right now.
If you did, you'd be
But I'm
right now.
Really scraping out whatever I know. So what house did you end up in?
I ended up in Ravenclaw.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Because, apparently, so, like, when you put on the hat, you can tell it what you want it to be, kind of, what you want to be. I said Slytherin, and it put me in Ravenclaw, so then I Avada Kedavra the hat.
You killed the sorting hat? Oh my god! We gotta get back on task, guys. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. This is Gator Sauce. We're 12 minutes into the show, and what we do on this show is we talk about pop culture.
Dan, this is how I feel when you talk about Pokemon.
I don't talk about Pokemon that often. I've done it like twice, and y'all asked me to. You're like, hey, you're going to talk about Pokemon today. I'm like, all right. And I start talking about it, and you're like, oh, fuck, this is taking forever.
All right, I'm sorry, Kurt.
Let me do that again. Hi, hello, guys. This is a show where I constantly get interrupted.
Oh, no. You are not allowed. You are not allowed to get on to us for interrupting. No, I will not allow it. You, Kurt Birdfart, are not allowed to tell me and Gabe we're bad about interrupting.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. This is Gator Sauce. It's a podcast. We are 13 minutes in now. And what we do is we are a pop culture podcast. And fuck, frankly, we suck giraffe ass. Straight out, we look it clean, and what we do is we review beers. We finally got to it.
We review beers sometimes. Other times we just drink
Kurt,
and forget.
Kurt, were you going to ask me where I've been?
I don't care. frankly, my dear.
Last time we saw you, we were getting off the plane in San Antonio.
All right, well, I have to say...
And now you're black.
Yes, that's unrelated. That's just for a more of a me thing, and there's not much I can explain for that.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of misconceptions as far as
you got married, you got divorced, you went to
all that stuff.
Conversion therapy to become gay.
Okay, that was a different thing. So the gay conversion therapy, that was like a half rumor because yes, I did go to gay conversion therapy.
Uh-huh.
That had nothing to do with a divorce.
Okay.
That had everything to do is I was going to be in a theater program show and I wanted to do it as good as possible.
Okay.
And everyone knows gays are better at theater.
That I mean, I've never done theater, but sure.
Right, Kurt, gays are good at theater stuff.
Kurt, do gays like being called gays?
We prefer the gays.
Well, I want to get back to Dan's story in a bit, but yeah, we're drinking Rogue Dead Guy Ale. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Rogue Dead Guy Ale. It's a fucking Oregon beer.
Oregon beer.
Oregon, my bad. Oregon beer.
Yeah.
It's made of people's organs.
Horrigan?
Horrigan. Frank Horrigan. He's a character from Fallout 2. You don't know that.
Cool.
Nope.
So.
But keep talking.
This beer, I'm going to say, is like, let's say we wanted to make a Guinness, but a Guinness that tasted good.
You mean it doesn't taste like
it's
gravy like the episode of Guinness we did?
It's not even the same type of beer as Guinness.
Your mom's not the same type of beer as Guinness. Oof.
That's just factually true.
I mean,
because his mom's not beer.
She's not beer.
No.
But I can turn her into beer.
Oh, that's right, because you have all beer-related powers.
I did turn one kid into beer.
Yeah?
I lost the time turner. I found it later. It was inside my car.
Hey.
But I turned the kid into beer.
If you turned Kurt into beer, what kind?
I did drink him, like, four times.
Yeah. If you turned Kurt into beer, what kind of beer do you think he'd be?
If I turned Kurt into beer, I think Kurt would be a...
Four Loko.
I mean, I could insult him so he'd be like a Natty Light.
Ooh,
but no, I think
sick
Kurt,
burn.
I think he would be like a Shiner Bock kind of.
Oh, that's really sweet, Gabe.
Yeah. he's good on a nice hot Texas day.
What about me?
No, I don't think I want to talk about that.
Okay,
you wouldn't even be a beer. You'd be something like, I don't know, an Arnold.
You'd be like a cider.
Yeah.
Arnold
Palmer. Yeah, Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
That's okay.
Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, I like Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, he already tried to burn me, and all three of us were like, that actually sounds
You'd be
nice.
Like a Twisted Iced Tea.
And we're like, oh, that sounds
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you know, we're not be dicks, you know. We're all friends here on the show, everyone. I'm talking to you now.
No, we're not.
I'm talking to the audience, Dan. It's not your turn. Hello, ahead, audience. Kurt. I'm Kurt. Did you hear the one about society? So a man walks into a bar.
Really? You shushed me just to do that?
I mean, what do you expect?
Better?
Dan, can we please, I just want to hear about how Dan ended up doing theater. First, what play were you even doing?
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. Who are you playing in that?
Don't worry about it. I was the kid.
Jean Valjean? Oh, the kid,
the
little girl?
Yeah, the kid that died. No, the boy.
The boy.
He's only in like a couple scenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were the little boy who died.
So you had to become like gay to become a little boy.
Did you sing?
A little bit, yeah.
Really? Okay. So then you went to gay conversion.
Right, to be better at theater stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it? Because you acted like we interrupted your story, and now you don't feel like you
have
anything else.
Oh, yeah, because there was a lot of things that the gay conversion thing had to do with my divorce.
Okay.
And there actually was no divorce. I've been married the whole time.
Right.
Me and my wife are doing fine. Now, it is fully a green card marriage, okay. And that's not changed.
And you're the one, because you're from, was it
Panama.
Nigeria? Panama now.
Yeah.
It was like the Congo or something.
Who cares?
And I, okay.
Who's checking? The government, that's who's checking.
Yeah,
ICE doesn't.
Immigration, that's who's
ICE doesn't care. Well, no, actually, ICE might care because your skin's not white anymore.
ICE doesn't care. Does care? Ice-T.
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 He really cares. He's very anti-immigration.
You know, he's going to do a campaign commercial with me?
Really?
Yeah, because I'm black.
Well,
so you're saying all these black artists just want to do commercials with you because you're black?
Yeah, you remember Obama? It's pretty much the same thing.
I don't know about that.
All right.
But okay, so then Kurt, do you have anything to say about this or anything else?
I think we should come back to talking to each other on this thing that I think is real and after this commercial break. Goodbye.
All right, Kurt, Gabe, as you know, this episode is sponsored by wonderful people at the Real Life Halloween Decoration Store.
Ooh. It is?
I know.
Wow.
Yes. Whoa.
Oh. You guys are really coming
wow.
in hard with the enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
That's so cool.
Gabe, they give you a sheet with some of the stuff that they have there?
They've given me a huge list of things that they sell at the Halloween
store. All right, let me start.
Can we get the name of the store?
That's the name of it, Real Life Halloween
Store. Real Life Halloween Store.
Real Life Halloween Decoration Store.
Yeah, let's read off this list right here.
So they've got, like, spider webs.
Ooh,
wow.
And, like, witches' brooms.
Witches' brooms. I see here they have fangs, actual fangs from real vampires. I didn't even know vampires
and, like,
are real.
And, like, skeletons and stuff like that.
Wow.
And what's this note
are
about?
Are these real skeletons?
All decorations are made from real life existing stuff.
Ooh.
So, like,
wow,
the,
does that say rotting corpse?
That says,
yeah.
Wait.
So, wait, does that mean that the rotting corpse is like an actual dead body? And
then
the spider webs are just like actual spider webs?
Okay, I was joking about the whole real thing. Is this for real? Is this like,
dude, I think this is real.
This is a fucking.
Kurt, read your note. What did they tell you on your sheet?
In this box that we have sent you to promote our product things. We have sent you a bowl of eyeballs that you can put into your house for your Halloween party.
Ooh, so,
okay, so,
spooky!
Okay,
yeah,
that's very
yeah,
cool.
That's so, spooky. Yeah. Let me open this up.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh my god.
God,
Jesus Christ.
Wait,
fuck.
These have to be fake, right?
Fuck.
grab one.
That looks like
Oh, dude, that feels like a fucking olive, but like on steroids. Oh my god, what did I just touch?
There's no way they're giving us real body parts, right? Bite into it, see what it tastes like.
Bite into the eyeball?
Yeah, if it's fake, it won't taste like anything. If it's real, then that seems like something that's going to be your problem.
Fair enough.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Hold on. That's
real.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's absolutely real.
How do you know that's real?
I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me get another one.
Don't eat another one.
I can't tell.
Oh god.
That's the second one.
I mean, it tastes a lot. It's kind of mushy. It tastes irony. Let me get another one.
Don't have to keep eating it. Oh god. Oh god.
Yeah, that's definitely real. That's definitely real. Let me get another one.
Okay.
Jeez, that is disgusting. That is real.
Why do you keep on eating this?
Just give me the bowl. Just give me the bowl.
Oh gosh, he's eating them like popcorn now. Oh gosh. Alright, okay, bring it in, guys. Oh gosh.
Yep.
Okay, this one's moving. Look, if I like hold it up, I can make it look like it's moving.
It's for sure looking at me.
It's like I can't.
Okay. Can we just take a timeout for a second, guys? Bring it in.
I'm really sick.
Kurt. Come here. Okay. So these guys already paid in advance for an ad spot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to make them sound good. So we all agree, except for apparently Gabe, this is horrible and disgusting.
This is terrible. This is horrific.
They're using real body parts.
I could not
parts.
Be more against it than I am right now.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But I Stop think eating we need to them. Fake it. We need to fake it so they will keep sponsoring our podcast.
I feel like the green ones taste like more lemony. I don't know if that's just like illogical. I mean.
Gabe, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Okay.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well,
I'm surprised I'm on the higher ground for this one.
You have the higher ground?
Yeah.
Anakin, I have the higher ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're Anakin in this situation.
What's bitch.
Yeah.
You're Hayden Christensen in Broken Glass.
I'm sorry. I don't get out there. I don't watch movies. I don't understand references.
I'm going to punch you in the face. Anyways, so we need to finish this ad, and we need to make it sound good.
Okay.
And, like, not horrible.
Absolutely. Not terrible, which this situation is definitely terrible, for sure.
All right. Okay. So I'm really good at improv. Let me do this.
Well, that's half true. You are going to do this.
All right. So they sent us a bowl of eyeballs, and let me tell you guys, it looks realistic, and it's pretty spooky.
Authentic.
It's scary. Authentic. Yeah. I love it. I would go to Real Halloween Store Supply Depot every week to pick up my authentic rotting corpses to show off at my Halloween party with authentic smells.
Where was this located?
In a store.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's like it's got its own like brick and mortar place.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, brick and mortar. They have a show that's coming out season 4. It's November 10th. But you can go down. You can go down to 128th 4th Avenue and pick up. Go get them. Go get your fake real shit.
Go get those eyeballs.
Yeah.
Dan,
we should keep an eye on Gabe.
Yeah, I am very uncomfortable.
Do you get it?
Don't
get it.
Stop, Gabe. Stop it.
Do you get it?
Stop.
Give me the fucking ball.
Hey, do you get it? We should keep an eye on him.
And we're back to Gator Sauce. Hey, so this is a part of the show that we do news on.
Hey, Gabe, did you hear the one about society where a man walks into his bar and his wife gets lymphoma and dies?
That's not funny, Kurt. You can't joke about that stuff.
Hey, speaking of jokes.
You can't joke about that. Hey, man, have either of you guys seen Joker?
Nope.
I have.
Why, you don't want to get shot?
I mean, I'd be okay if that happened, but I haven't seen the...
See, yeah. I saw it when I was at Hogwarts, and apparently... At Hogwarts, we don't have a shooting problem because everyone has a gun.
Is that new policy at Hogwarts? They just have guns?
That is. That's why no one ever gets shot. We just get attacked by terrorists all the time.
So
it seems like y'all have a better security system, considering all the magic.
Yeah, but then, like I said, everyone has a gun. Everyone has a gun.
Man, I need to go see this movie.
You need to go see these movies.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I should have seen the movies before I went there.
Yeah.
I thought Harry Potter seemed like a cool guy from the movies, like, but he's an asshole.
He's a dick.
He's a real dick.
It's like Harry Potter meets the Expendables or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in a way.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone is like, he has an Order of Merlin and everything. He's like up there, man.
But, so Joker, so Kurt, you've seen Joker. Dan, you haven't seen Joker.
I have not seen Joker. No spoilers,
hey,
no thanks.
Hey, Gabe. Yeah. Joker, I hardly even know her.
So, Dan, what do you think Joker is about from what you've seen?
I'm gonna assume...
What do you think happens throughout the whole movie?
I think, isn't it like the entire movie is about dancing on stairs?
It is. There's a, most of the movie is he is dancing on stairs.
Right.
It's just like, it's never gonna give you up playing.
Yeah, it's like a lot of ominous looking into mirrors.
Yeah.
It's Chicago. It's Chicago, but with the serial killer.
Yeah. You mean Chicago?
The musical.
Oh, I thought you just meant the city.
Oh, no. It's in Gotham.
It's in Gotham, which is like Chicago and New York.
Supposed to be based off of Chicago?
Everything. Gotham was whatever you want it to be.
Oh.
But apparently in Joker there's a rat problem, a super rat problem that they never address.
What?
They bring it up in the beginning of the movie. They're like, there's rats in the city. There's too many rats. And they're all going crazy. And then they never address it again. And I thought that was going to turn into a thing where Joker was going to have to fight a giant rat.
Sequel, maybe?
Maybe this is a sequel where the Joker is fighting a giant Batman rat? Ratman?
Ratman.
Ratman. Teenage Mutant Ninja Jokers?
Rats. Splinter. Oh.
So four Jokers, all with artist names?
Yes. Four Jokers that are dressed up as turtles fighting... good people and society.
Or would it be four turtles dressed up like Jokers? Or yeah. Four Jokers dressed up like turtles?
So, hey guys, can you guys come close?
Yeah.
I'm already close.
Okay, what? Kurt, can you come a little bit closer? Because you're like all the way in.
What's up?
Okay, there we go.
I'm Batman.
I also haven't seen Joker. Have you? I don't think either Dan or I
saw the Spanish version.
Okay, so I mean,
wait, you're talking about Dark Knight? I've seen Dark Knight.
You've seen Dark Knight. Okay, that's at least a start. But
I also saw the Dark Knight in Spanish too, so.
I saw Suicide Squad.
Do you speak Spanish? Do you understand Spanish?
No.
Okay, fuck. Okay, so I think we should, I know we did this with Solo, but I think we should probably just
You know I actually end up watching Solo?
What's up? Solo?
Yeah, it's fine.
You did?
Yeah, it's fine.
We could probably incorporate some of that into this.
Cool. So Darth Maul shows up at the end, right?
Oh, fuck, I didn't see it, but thanks for spoiling
You're
it.
You're welcome.
I don't remember, actually. I don't think so. I don't know.
the point is, I think we should just pretend like we saw it, and then maybe people will believe that we did. Like, okay.
You want me to start?
You can go ahead, since you probably know what else about it, since you've seen Dark Knight.
So, it starts off on another planet.
Yeah.
And
Joker.
There's this guy named Han.
Mm-hmm.
And Joker. He is poor.
He is poor.
And he...
He can't laugh. He doesn't know how to laugh.
Yeah, when he laughs, he laughs, it sounds like, ja, 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 ja. And his name is...
It sounds like K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K.
His name is Jan. No, it's Joker. Yo soy Joker.
What about Jan Solo?
That was his name before the Joker took over him. Don't you remember that bit? Where they were like,
took over him.
Where he was at the panaderia and he ordered he ordered some flan and it was like, yo soy Joker.
So
the next part is it's Leonardo DiCaprio. He snuck onto this ship.
He did.
It's supposed to be like this unsinkable ship.
Oh, it's called like the Titanium.
Sure, I'd go with that.
Yep, and it's made of aluminum, so it's really confusing.
And so he meets this chick who's engaged, I think, but they have
Catwoman.
A very romantic trisk.
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 What is that?
What's it's like a Triscuit, but...
is that like a food?
Do you eat that? They have romantic Triscuits.
What is Wait, that? You guys eat?
Like Do you know what a Triscuit is?
No, I don't know what a Triscuit is.
It's a cookie, like a cracker.
Haha, depression.
Okay. You never heard of a Triscuit?
I probably have.
It's
like a little
wheat cracker. It's all right. It's good for dipping.
Okay, so they dip a Triscuit?
Mm-hmm. It's a romantic Trisk.
Romantic Triscuit. Is it shaped in a heart? Or
No, just square. It's a cracker.
So yeah, they're on the USS...
It doesn't sound very romantic.
They're on...
I feel like there's more romantic foods to eat than a cracker.
Have you had a Triscuit?
I guess not. I mean, I've also never
fallen you have maybe so. You eat the garlic ones. The garlic herb ones are the best ones. But anyway,
good with hummus, by the way.
Hummus. It's pronounced hummus. Yeah. You have to hummus it.
Sorry to disrespect your Arabic heritage.
Yeah, no problem. But so Leonardo DiCaprio. So we have this guy named Han on another planet, and Leonardo DiCaprio falls in love with a woman and eats a Triscuit.
Yeah, on a boat.
Yes.
Ship, you might say.
And then we find out it was all a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
But it was inside of another dream.
It was inside of another dream, because Leonardo DiCaprio was in this movie.
Rainn Wilson was there, too.
Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, he was...
And Don Cheadle.
And Don Cheadle, but he turned into a different actor halfway through the movie.
Terrence Howard.
Yes.
Fun fact, Don Cheadle is going to support our campaign and do a commercial with me.
Oh, wow.
Now...
We just got all the black
people. Do you plan on getting rid of this tattoo?
Say again?
When do you plan on getting rid of the tattoo?
Next couple weeks.
When are you doing the commercial?
I guess before then.
Before then.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be disappointed after you get rid of it?
I mean, will he be able to find me?
I guess. You think he'll just disappear?
I mean...
You can't find the vice
president?
I'll
look really different, I'll tell you that much.
You'll still be the vice president.
Yeah, and...
Fair enough.
Hey, yes, and, hey, hey.
Yes, and also Kurt will be the president.
Hey, I will be president, but hey, you guys, you hear the one about society where a man walks into a bar and his son gets cancer and dies?
You can't joke about that, Kurt. You can't
and
make
even
those
if you
jokes.
Could, it's not a good one.
You can't joke about that in today's culture, Kurt. You don't understand. Politically correct culture rules society, Kurt. You can't say that.
And that's the end of Joker.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. There are a bunch of jokes about how we live in a thing called society, and it's very small, and it smells weird, and it kind of looks like someone's mom.
And he dances on stairs at some point.
In bathrooms.
It smells weird, but it tastes great. It's kind of like blue cheese.
Oh.
I love blue cheese.
Or,
but it smells bad.
The farts that you have after blue cheese.
You mean blue cheese farts?
Yeah, blue cheese farts.
You mean blue cheese?
Yeah, blue cheese. So, hey guys, did you hear about that one game that that one company did that is really good and it's out now?
I thought for sure he was going to try that joke again.
No, not till later.
No, are you talking about Outer Worlds?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I just played it. Honestly, like right before this episode. I actually just played it, and Dan, do you know anything about this game?
Not a clue.
It looks like Fallout. It was made by the original creators of Fallout.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It was made by Obsidian.
So it's Fallout.
No, it's not. It's like Borderlands.
So it's Fallout.
It's like Borderlands meets Fallout, and it's fucking good.
Okay.
Borderlands meets Fallout. Do they have a baby?
Kurt, yes.
Can we have a can me and Gabe have a second?
Yeah, let's have a second.
It's Fallout, right?
It looks like Fallout. It smells like Fallout. It tastes like Fallout. I'm going to call it Fallout.
It's Fallout. It's Fallout. So we're just going to humor him and be like, oh, it's so different.
Whoa,
Kurt.
Outer Worlds. It sounds like it's set on another planet far away from Fallout. Do you think it's set in the same universe? Could that be a possibility?
I mean, it might be, but it's like in late in the future where we have spaceships and shit like that. And like... It's really cool. It looks beautiful. Honestly, I've only played like 20 minutes of it, and I was fucking impressed.
Yeah, way far away into the future when we have spaceships.
Like 5 years?
Yeah. No, or like the present day when we have spaceships.
Oh, I guess that is true. We don't have spaceships, don't we?
We have spaceships. We've been to space using ships.
Yeah, but it's not like that, you know, because it's different, and, you know, there are things about
they also
what
have
you said
guns.
That are right, but they're not really right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm defending... Yeah.
They also have computers in the palm of their hands.
Gabe, it's going to be, like, far into the future when they have, like, airplanes and medicines.
A man can fly? Yeah, right. Only angels fly.
They have... Hey, did you guys hear that they're redoing the Bill Cosby show again?
Yeah, you know, we're, I mean,
it's going to be in an all-white cast, right?
Yeah, it's an all-white cast.
Which me and my people take issue with.
Well, we're currently on the set of The Cosby Show, so I'm curious. Are they going to use this
set? I hope
they
do it
in
a different studio.
Because they haven't...
I don't feel super easy around here. It's
it does
a,
feel kind
of
spooky.
It feels like a lot of sexual assault in here, you know what I mean?
Yikes. You really just... just
well, I just meant spooky
it.
In general. You know, I'm surprised we haven't mentioned
Gabe,
it until now.
Gabe,
like we almost just remembered that
Gabe,
it's a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
I also don't think Bill Cosby like drugged people like during the show. So I doubt it happened like on the soundstage where he's like, for this episode, I'm slipping some stuff into the drinks.
Gabe, sexual assault is spooky.
It is spooky, Kurt. It is very spooky.
Sorry, I didn't mean to look straight into the camera for that one. I mean, into your eyes.
It's okay.
But don't worry, guys. If there's ever a ghost in here, I'll be sure to vadacadabra that.
Didn't you used to be a ghost at one point?
There was an episode where I was a ghost, apparently.
Yeah.
I sounded a lot like you.
I disagree.
Sounded a hell of a lot like you.
I disagree. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. This is a podcast, and what we do is we review pop culture news. I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you what you were doing because you, the listener, don't understand things unless I explain them for you. Hey, Gabe.
That's
so, what do we have on the news docket today? What's going on, buddy?
Well, we got Batman news. There's some new Batman stuff. We got a Riddler and a Catwoman.
And
Jonah Hill was almost the Penguin.
What?
Wait, Jonah Hill's going to be the Penguin?
He was almost the Penguin. Oh. Apparently he asked for too much money and they said, no, you're not worth it.
Thank God.
I mean, I feel like that'd be offensive to fat people.
He also spilled that drink on Instagram. I don't know if you saw that.
What?
No.
He was holding like a cock. There's a picture someone took of him.
He's holding a cock?
Cup, and they took
on
the
Instagram?
Picture. Yeah, he was holding a cock and they took the picture right when he let go of the cock. So it's just a cock like frozen midair.
So, who do we have as Batman right now? Yeah. Isn't it Twilight faggot?
It's Robert Pattinson.
Robert De Niro, right, yes.
Oh, God. Honestly, I think he's a good choice. I like him.
He'll be fine.
I
think he's having trouble, like, getting out of the shadow of Twilight.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
And I've looked at some of his other stuff, because Gabe was like, oh, Robert Pattinson's actually a really good actor, and he's actually not that bad.
I'll say that.
So I looked...
Wow, that's a perfect Gabe impression.
You know, there was a guy at Hogwarts who looked exactly like him.
Oh, was his name Cedric Diggory?
Yeah, I killed him and told everyone it was Voldemort.
Oh, so Robert Pattinson, I watched some of the stuff that he's done on the side, or like other than Twilight, and you know what? He's not that bad. I don't know how well of a Batman he'd be, though, you know, necessarily, but, you know.
I mean, well, he's handsome, which Bruce Wayne's supposed to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, he is.
We also got, more recently, we got Paul Dano as Riddler.
No idea who that is. What has he done?
He was in There Will Be Blood.
Oh,
he was
I've heard
in
about that.
Swiss Army Man.
You've heard about There Will Be Blood?
No. I said that this morning after. I can't tell you what I did, but I said that morning, and when I looked in the mirror, I was like, "There will be blood." And then I just, you know, I'm here now.
And then we also have Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Zoe Kravitz Center. I love her.
Which, you know, fun fact.
That's a joke that
only
people from West Palm Beach get.
she's actually Jason Momoa's stepdaughter.
Yes. She is Polynesian.
I like the sauce at Chick-fil-A.
Yes. That's all Polynesian people are known for.
They make really good sauce. I wonder if Zoe Kravitz will be eating any Polynesian sauce, or be dipping anything in Polynesian sauce in the movie. Yeah.
I mean, cats have been notoriously known to just constantly sneak into Chick-fil-A and eat Polynesian sauce. So, I mean, it's got to be a plot point.
Well, you don't have to sneak in. They gave you the sauce for free.
Well,
not if you're a cat.
If
you're a cat. Imagine a cat walking into a Chick-fil-A asking for a sauce. You think if you were working at that Chick-fil-A, you would give the cat that sauce?
I did, and have.
You have?
Wait, what? Yeah.
Giving a cat a sauce.
Yeah.
Were you fired?
No.
What happened?
Well, not for that.
Two questions. What happened and why were you fired?
okay, why I was fired, I won't tell that story, not because it's private, just because it's not that funny.
It involves a sexual boring. Assault rifle.
You...
A sexual assault rifle? Which one did you want to accuse me of? You get to pick one or the other, you don't get both. So pick one, is it sexual assault or assault rifle?
You just brought a really sexy... Oh, it was very...
It was a dildo strapped to the end of an AR-15.
Yeah, the funny part is when you combine those two horrible things together, it actually makes something that's okay.
Sexual assault rifle.
Each one individually is bad. Together, they're good.
That's what we should do. We should combine school shooting and terrorism attacks. Boom! We have something good. Hey, do you guys hear the one about society? All right,
gator sauce. Respect it.
If you say it a certain amount of time, something bad happens. You don't want to do it this episode, trust
me. Well, thank goodness I didn't say it one more time. Yes. Otherwise,
there's a specific limit after however many times Dan just said it. One more, something bad happens.
Something we know bad. How many times I said it. We're just not saying it right now because who has time for that?
Yeah.
Well, after the episode releases and we listen to it again, we'll
edit that in.
No, we already know what the number is.
We don't want to say it until after the episode
releases.
Yeah, we got this. Gator sauce. I'm not even going to say it as many times as
we did. Yeah, we don't want to cut it that close.
I don't want to get that close.
We don't want to cut
that. But dear God, we do not want to get there.
Nope. That would be bad.
Well, do you want to tell the cat story real quick?
No, there's not a cat.
Okay,
story.
I just feel like
hey, did you guys hear about Rick and Morty?
That we didn't get to the whole you. What's up?
Did you guys hear about Rick and Morty?
What happened with Rick and Morty?
I don't know.
Did they die?
No, I just heard something happened with them. But also Watchmen. Both of you guys watched Watchmen, didn't you?
we watched the Watchmen.
We watched.
Hey,
Watchmen.
Hey, Kurt. Yeah. Hey, Kurt. Watchmen.
Watchmen? I do that all the time.
Hey, okay. I just had to get that out of the way.
Yeah, 2 out of 10.
Your mom is a 2 out of 10, because she's not a guy.
Okay.
So I guess maybe that's okay standards for a woman, you know?
Yeah. Yep. You technically didn't insult my mom.
That's a sick burn, bro.
Cool. Hey, so Watchmen.
What did you think of the Watchmen pilot?
I was kind of half-assed watching it.
Half-assed?
I didn't get to use my whole ass to watch it, which
you had one ass in.
One ass in and one ass out. Yeah. That shit could all about.
And then you do the hokey pokey and you ass all about. That's what it's all.
We didn't need.
Sorry. I had to explain.
We didn't have a song. You didn't have to interrupt.
I'm sorry. The audience needs to know what you're referring to because. Common children's sons are not always common. Be inclusive.
Why are common children listening to this?
Wait, then why are they called common children's songs? Anyways, it was good. It was super, super political.
Super political.
And kind of like not in like a cool, edgy way, just kind of in a bummer way.
It was like, the first scene, I mean, it's not a spoiler, but it was like the Tulsa race riots from 1921. And it was interesting.
Wait. I've never heard about those. That's a spoiler alert to history. You can't spoil
history. You mean something that happened almost 100 years ago?
That's a spoiler alert.
Well, yeah.
Like, Abraham Lincoln's assassination, I had that spoiled in my history class. Like, I didn't know about that.
Oh, you're gonna wanna brace yourself for what happens in the late 1930s.
Yeah. Some people you really like are gonna turn.
You mean gay people?
They're involved, but not in a good way. Either.
Oh, no.
But, I really liked it. I thought it was very, I mean... The connections with the Watchmen universe was very interesting.
Sure.
I'm curious to see how they play the comic book into the whole political message that they're bringing, which I'm interested in.
The comic book was edgy.
It was.
So, like, the fact that it's political, because, like, if I remember, the premise of Watchmen is, like, alternate universe where we, like, won the Vietnam War.
And Nixon won a second term.
I think Nixon was like on his third or fourth term.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, something weird.
1985.
And so, like, the idea of Watchmen going into like a weird political area is not unusual.
Yeah.
It was just like the entire thing was about the politics.
It seems like it's very focused on race, which I'm interested in seeing how they connect that to the comic book universe because
I don't remember any race issues in the comic books.
So, okay, here's how I put it.
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Manhattan's blue.
Anyways, the the Watchmen movie seemed more about, like, there was political undertones, but the comic book characters were the main part, where I feel like the show was reversed. Where it's like, there's comic book stuff there, but it's mostly about the political
Well, there
parts.
Was some... I mean, it was kind of politically... I guess when you look at, like, in the future, when you look back at the 2010s, you're gonna see that race is a big part of, like, what makes this decade, you know, stand out, I feel like race issues, so I can see why they would include that, but I don't know, I'm interested to see where it goes. We got way too serious on this.
That's fine.
Kurt, do you want to make a joke about Dr. Manhattan's dick?
No, no, I actually have a very valid point about Watchmen. So there's this thing about society, and there's this guy who walks into a bar, and he snorted a line of cocaine, but it turned out it was heroin, and Pulp Fiction happened, and he died.
You can't joke about that, Kurt.
Yeah, I haven't
Not
seen Pulp
in
Fiction
this
yet.
Society, Kurt.
Yeah, you can't joke about Pulp Fiction. I haven't seen it yet.
Make those jokes, Kurt.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, but Jesus. You know what? I'm getting really fucking sweaty right now, and I need to re-up my beer count.
You're drenched.
I know, I'm drenched. I'm just sweat. I mean, there's something about this Bill Cosby. Yeah, the Bill Cosby, man. You know, he freaks me out a little bit.
Holy shit.
So we need to take a break. We're going to go on commercial break. Dan, you have something, a last word?
I was just going to say super edgy take to say that you're against what Bill Cosby did.
Did you guys feel that?
Feel what?
I just felt like someone just, like, brushed their hand against my groin area.
Oh, that's me. Sorry about that.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a ghost.
Wait, what about... I dropped a potato chip underneath your nutsack, and I was grabbing it.
Okay, for a second there, I thought this was going to play into the overall spooky theme.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely haunted.
There's definitely haunted. Yeah. But, okay.
But
have we checked our drinks yet?
How did they taste?
Checked what about them?
Wait, we'll be right back. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Bye.
I drank most of the coffee in that machine. Fuck.
I just got what he was saying when he said check their drinks.
Hey yo, so this episode is brought to you by another podcast called Croc Dressing.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Tell me about this podcast.
So this is a comedy podcast. Apparently they, just like us, they review alcoholic beverages. They review wines.
Okay, that's nice.
Cool. And they talk about pop culture news. Interesting. That's... Probably not as funny as ours, but...
Definitely not. We're the funniest show on the air.
And they have guests on. A lot of interesting characters that you'll meet along the way. Apparently they've been doing this for quite a while. This is hosted by three guys. Andy, Kevin, and Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, and... They, it looks pretty good. Apparently they say, this podcast sucks.
That probably doesn't. It's probably fine.
It's probably pretty good. Want us to advertise. Not like ours.
Yeah. Nothing like ours. But yeah, you can catch this podcast on Spotify. They got an iTunes. They've been really popular, apparently. Like, really, really popular.
Got like 30 listeners.
More than that. Thousands.
Thousands.
They're really famous.
Wow, they're like Jesus.
Are they on Himalaya? The Himalaya app?
I don't think they're on the Himalaya app.
What?
We got them there.
Because that's where I listen to my podcast.
Yeah. Well, you can find Croc Dressing on all of these platforms. They're also saying, hey, guys, listen to this. This is a... Okay, fuck this.
What?
It says this is a podcast.
No, wait. Is that just the ad that I did when I was really drunk?
For us? Well, it says... Fuck you, Gabe.
No, it seems like a...
Is it a real thing?
What? It says fuck you, Gabe, at the bottom.
What?
Kurt, was this you?
Kurt, are you committing podultry? Are you a part of another podcast
Let me look this up. Let me make sure this isn't... Okay, so this is a real podcast.
Who's the producer on it?
Kurt Berghard.
Kurt!
What?
You have another podcast?
What the fuck, man?
Jesus Christ. Hey, you guys were gone for a really long time, and as President Henry, I really don't know what
this
to do.
This is really popular.
I was going through conversion camp, and Gabe was at school.
They've had Barack Obama on.
What?
Yeah.
Barack Obama?
He's a really cool black dude.
I know. I've been trying to get him on my commercials.
That's what you know him as?
Yeah, I have him saved on my phone as really cool black dude.
And technically, he's not wrong.
We really need more people of color on this podcast.
So wait a second. You're a part of like a really big why don't you get like guests for this show or promote that on our podcast on that show?
Because I don't like you guys.
Oh, that's a good answer. Wow. That's fair.
That's fair. Okay. I get that.
All right, all's forgiven.
All right, so you guys can find Croc Dressing on pretty much everything except the Himalaya app.
Apparently.
You know, fuck.
Yeah.
And fuck you, Kurt.
I mean, that's true.
You know what? I'll take it.
That's true.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
Back to the show.
All right, guys. So.
We're back!
Okay. Thanks, Kurt. So, I know you guys are really curious why I asked you to come to this abandoned Cosby Show set.
And I just showed up here.
You asked all of us?
I'm sorry.
Let me rephrase.
Why I subliminally asked you guys to come to this Cosby Show.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. It was silent messaging.
I love Sublime.
Is that why you kept asking me to put just one frame of Go to Cosby Show set in those gay porno videos?
That you love so much?
On,
yeah.
And posted on Pornhub so Kurt can see that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And all the other guys who've been coming in and out of here, too, as well.
Really? Yeah, there's been a crowd of guys.
Hey, guys! Get out of here!
All right, security, get them out. All right, cool. Oh, we took care of that. But because we wanted to do a spooktacular, right?
Yes.
And I feel like our episode hasn't been spooky enough.
It hasn't been scary. We've been trying to force some scary shit in there.
But, you guys are going to freak out.
What's up?
You know the guest who I got?
Who's the guest?
A real, well, not live, vampire. Agreed to come on our show.
No way.
A real vampire.
Yes.
How did you find a vampire?
Craigslist.
You just searched vampire?
I mean, I was searching something else, but don't ask too many questions about that.
Okay.
But, like, I met this guy online, vampire, and I was like, hey, you're, like, a real vampire. And he's like, totes my goats. It was a while back.
Yeah.
When that was still a funny thing.
So 2013 or something, yeah.
Yeah, it was about then. And so we've been keeping in touch. We've been, Yahoo messaging back and forth. Yeah.
MySpace.
You've been telling, you told him back then, you're like, hey, I want you on this show. But it won't happen until 2018.
Guys, my foresight's incredible.
2018? What year do you think it is?
I don't know, Gabe. Don't question me.
So anyways, he agreed to come on our show
for
our spooktacular.
That's interesting that we saved him for this long. We've had so many boring guests. We had a polar bear on.
I wanted to see if this show was going to be any good before I invited him on it.
And you still invited him on?
Yeah, I decided it's not that important to me.
Okay. The show's bad.
It's very bad.
All right, so I mean, we only have two headphones here.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
He's gonna come in and bat form soon. Because much like all of our guests, this one flies.
Yeah.
But now we actually knew about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
So he'll be coming in soon.
Balcony door.
Wait. Question. By coming, do you mean like
no?
Okay.
No.
Well, no. That,
whatever
not that
you're
coming,
about to ask.
Not
no.
that coming.
Not that kind of coming.
Yeah.
All right. Get him to do the show, I kind of had to do a favor to him.
What's up?
So there's like a couple pints of human blood in the back of my car.
Why do you? Should I ask that or?
That's no? pretty no, fucking it's metal, been, dude.
I'll go.
Yeah, I'm hardcore.
I'm fucking down for that shit, bro. Down for that shit right now. I'm like fucking lit.
Kurt, I tattooed my entire body. Isn't it obvious I'm the most metal one here?
That's fair. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, here, take my keys. Head up. It's in the trunk of my car.
Yeah.
If he's still breathing, just stab him a couple times.
Yeah.
Cool. Sound effects. That's what we were missing.
Yeah. I just needed to dangle the keys.
Yeah, so if he is... If he's still breathing, there's a knife nearby.
He's in the car?
No. The blood that I'm giving him.
You have a body in.
Yeah. I thought that was obvious.
Okay, I got a wand. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Hit him with the wand if it's a problem, and then just bring him down here.
Yeah.
If he the vampire gets here, we're gonna start the interview without you. Is that fine?
All right, that's fine.
Okay,
okay, I'll go.
Hey, so Dan, have you ever heard of the thing called a Jacob's ladder piercing?
I think so, but I'm afraid for you to tell me what it means.
Okay, so I would send you a picture of this, but I don't know how it is. But what you do is basically you get like bars, you know, those little bars that people put in their nose or whatever, and you basically up the side of the back of your penis, you just pierce like bars straight up.
Oh, thank God!
Hello there.
All right, Craig. Thank you so much for coming. Sorry you had to hear that weird story.
You are Daniel.
Yes, man. It's so nice to finally meet you in person.
Yes, I am Craig.
It's Craig the Vampire.
Hi, Greg.
Vampire Craig.
Hi, Greg.
Craig with a C.
Yeah,
C.
Craig the Vampire.
The letter of the day is C for Craig.
Nice to meet you, Craig.
I don't do that.
No, that was me.
Yes, don't
I
do
thought
that.
It was funny.
I find that offensive.
Anyways,
I mean,
on.
We have to be inclusive here. Yeah.
This is Kurt. I want you to meet Kurt, Craig.
Hello, Kurt. Does your name begin with a C, as in Craig?
No, it begins with a K, as in Ku Klux Klan. I mean,
K is the letter of the day.
Hey, Craig, can you give me 1 second?
Yes.
Kurt, are you eating in the middle of our podcast?
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. Takis are addicting.
Really? Really?
They are pretty addicting.
Yeah, they're good. I just was sitting here, I'm like, what's that noise in my ear this entire time? It's Kurt eating. All right, refocus.
You seem like a very healthy boy, Kurt.
Yeah, my blood...
I bet your blood is very tasteful.
Yeah, that's what some of the guys tell me when the blood shit, they're just like, oh, you taste like honey.
Honey.
Little worry though, if you're going to suck Kurt's blood, just keep.
I said no such thing.
Just make sure you get tested afterwards. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Said sucking?
Well, I am vampire, as you know.
Of course.
Are we recording? Or is this the podcast recording?
Yeah.
Is this a podcast?
You can talk on the microphone right here.
Is this the hello?
Yeah. Perfect.
Is this a podcast?
It's a podcast.
So this is a podcast, and on this podcast, what we do is we have guests on the show.
Well, I am Craig, and I am vampire.
Hello, Craig.
Hello, Kurt. So, Daniel.
Yes.
You have asked me here
for an
interview.
Well, this is a big time of year for you guys, right? I mean, with, like, the Halloween
season. The largest time of year.
Like, the Halloween season, the nights are getting longer, so, like... Are you excited for the
holidays? I am very excited. I was actually on my way here. I am pretty hungry. Do you have any food?
Gabe, our other host, you'll probably meet him later on. He's going to go get you something. I got you exactly what I promised.
Was Gabe the little boy in the parking lot? The
little brown one, yeah.
Little brown boy in the parking lot. Little Mexican boy.
Yeah, he was getting a body out of the back of my truck.
Oh, he will be a while.
Oh.
He will be a while.
You met him?
I met Gabe. He did not see me, but I met him.
Oh, that's... You know what? That's fine. That's fine.
He'll get over it.
I needed the snack.
Yeah. I picked up on what you were putting down. That's fine. I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
But anyways, so... Halloween season. Is this like a... this is like a celebratory time for your people, right?
We celebrate a lot on Halloween season.
So tell me about, like, what kind of stuff what do y'all do? What's the... Walk me through a vampire Halloween celebration.
So, Halloween morning. October 31st, I wake up, I brush my teeth.
That's good.
I go downstairs.
Okay.
I have a cup of coffee.
Okay, now I know vampires drink coffee.
I like caffeine a lot.
Oh, cool.
And then I get on the bus.
You take the bus?
I take the bus.
Can't you fly?
I can only fly at night.
So you're a vampire and you have to take the bus?
I take the bus.
Okay.
Kind of pitiful if you ask me.
Yeah, this is kind of sounding really lame.
What? You asked me on the show. You did not say I had to be exciting.
Well, you said, like, Halloween was, like, a big deal for you.
It is a big deal. I didn't get to the fun part.
Okay, I'm all ears.
I take the bus. I go to work. I work at a factory.
You have to work on Halloween?
Yes, I have to work on... It's another day. It's not a national holiday that you just get off work. It's Halloween. It's not Christmas.
I get off at work. Okay. I mean, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, and we're moving on.
I work at a factory. We make Triscuits.
Triscuits? You know Gabe's never heard of Triscuits?
He's never heard of Triscuits!
Yeah, we'll make fun of him for when he ever wakes up. He's gonna wake up, right?
He's probably never fallen in love.
Aww.
So, we make Triscuits. I get out of work, and I have my buddies, right?
Right.
I have Vlad. I have Glad. Glad is a homosexual.
We have one of those.
You have a homosexual here.
Yeah, Kurt. He's
Greg!
Kurt, you have homosexual blood, yes?
Yes.
The gay gene, correct?
I am the gayest gene you've ever met. You can call me Gene if you like.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah, right here.
I don't know if you know this, but homosexuals tend to have the tastiest blood of all humans.
Weirdly, I did know that. Don't ask me why.
I think it's the STDs. That's just my theory.
You know...
Kurt! Look behind you! A ghost!
A ghost? Oh my god!
Ah! Oh my god! Oh, that tastes amazing! Holy shit, that tastes so good.
Craig?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up with your voice?
Oh my gosh, that was... I haven't drank a gay person's blood in so fucking long.
So, drinking gay blood changes your voice?
It doesn't. I mean, it changes my overall attitude. I came here, I was pissed the fuck off. There was a kid in the fucking parking lot. What'd you say his name was? Gabe?
Doesn't matter.
Gabe? I went by that kid, I sniffed him.
Yeah.
He smelled disgusting.
I agree.
He smelled like shit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he shit his pants.
Probably.
I came over here, and I was fucking pissed off that you guys didn't offer me anything right away, first of all.
I told you, I got you something.
You told me there was food coming. That's not the same thing.
It's on the way.
It smelled,
man,
like shit.
Well, that's because you ate the guy who was supposed to be carrying it down.
Well, fuck.
I need to ask you an important question.
Yeah?
Kurt and Gabe going to be okay?
They're both going to be fine. They're not turning into vampires or anything.
So that's just a...
good.
Hey, Kurt?
Yeah,
Kurt?
What's
up, buddy? Hold on, let me hypnotize him real quick.
What's up, buddy?
Kurt, shut the fuck up for a second. I'm talking to Craig over here. Good. Okay. I don't even know where to... So vampires
get
their personality from people. So vampires are what you eat.
No. You're playing into stereotypes right now.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
And in a way, so are you.
Well, here's the thing. Whether or not that's true, I'm not going to talk about it because this is 2019 and you can't joke about that stuff anymore.
You know that Kurt thought it was 2018?
He thought it was 2018? What the fuck?
Yeah, he's not very
well
bright.
He dresses like it's 2018, let me tell you that.
Ooh, sick burn.
Oh, fuck, I think it's the blood.
So, I mean, this is a lot of big news for me, so...
What's so big about the news? You got a vampire on your podcast. What did you expect? Like, normal... I don't understand.
I mean, kind of, a little bit.
Do you draw the line at... changes his voice when he drinks blood?
I mean, your
is
mannerism...
Is that too unrealistic for you?
I mean, your mannerisms are pretty different, too, and you seem to have lost weight when you did it.
Well, I didn't lose weight. I was just very bloated.
So you farted?
Yeah, I farted. Oh. You don't smell that?
No.
It smells like pumpkin spice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually nice. Okay. Tell me more. Like, tell me more about, like, what you...
Okay, do you want to know how I became a vampire in the first place?
Whatever you want to tell me, tell
me. Okay, it was 2017.
That's recent.
Right? Yeah, it was very recent.
Wait,
actually...
you shouldn't tell me you were a vampire in 2013.
Yeah, so, you ever heard... I was trying to become a vampire, right?
You lied to me, man.
I didn't lie to you. Craig. I didn't lie to you.
Craig.
That's me, Craig.
You lied to me.
I didn't lie to you, okay? So in 2013, I was trying to become a vampire. I was like a vampire servant, right?
Sure.
So what I would do is I would go into this guy's house, I would clean his room, I would wash his car, and I would suck his cock, and then I would leave, and he would tell me, hey, you're gonna become a vampire soon, don't worry about it.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually, finally, in 2017, fucking 4 years later, he finally sucked my cock and made me a vampire.
Wait, is that how you become a vampire?
What's up?
Is that how you become a vampire?
You have to suck someone's blood to become, and then but then they have to. What's up?
They have to suck your cock?
Well, yeah. I mean, in this specific case, he sucked my cock, and I became
a vampire. So, okay. Here's what I find interesting.
Yeah. What's up?
So when you bit Gabe and Kurt, mm-hmm. they're not vampires.
They're not vampires, no.
But when I bit that them on guy the neck. Sucked your cock,
yeah.
you became a vampire. So it seems like the thing that turns you into a vampire is getting your dick plugs.
I don't know about... I mean, I just know he sucked my cock, and I know the next day I became a vampire. Whether or not something happened in between him sucking my cock and me becoming a vampire, I don't know. I could have gotten bitten by a radioactive bat without me knowing.
I think we need to test this theory out.
We could... Test this theory? What do you...
I think you need to go suck someone's cock and see if they become a vampire.
Okay, let me... Is there a cock you got nearby that
I mean, Kurt's still out.
Kurt? I can't... Here's the thing. I can't suck someone's cock without their consent. As a you know how vampires... We can't enter someone's house without them letting us in. Without them inviting us in.
I mean, he's still kind of moany. Maybe we can get like a yes. Kurt, give me 2 moans for yes, 3 moans for
Here's
no.
Here's the thing, though. Someone's blood, they don't become loopy like that. I think that might just be the coffee on the set.
Maybe. That makes sense.
Your mom is a pig.
So I really think you should try to suck Kurt's cock.
Okay.
Oh, look, my penis is hard.
He needs to invite me. He needs to invite me. Oh, that's is that consent? I don't think that's consent.
That sounded pretty consenty.
I need him to invite me.
I'm a very hard man. I'm very hard.
Okay. Well, I guess that's here we go. Here we go. That tastes disgusting. Holy shit.
Well, yeah, that has more to do with him than anything. Shit.
That's disgusting. All right, he came in like 1 second.
Yeah, he's a quickie.
I'm sorry, it's the coffee, but I rub my dick in leaves every morning.
So now we need to just wait to see if he becomes a vampire or not.
It usually takes a few hours, though.
I want to taste like fall. Hello.
All right.
Should I reanimate him temporarily so he doesn't? I feel like this is kind of a bummer. I'm sorry.
Sure, wake him up. If you need to.
I got here, but I was.
What's a vampire?
All right. Let me wake him up. Hold on.
Whoa! What the fuck? Yo, why is there cum all in my... Why is there cum in my pants?
Oh, no.
I didn't try to do this. I didn't try to cum in my pants.
Yeah, it happens all the time to you, buddy.
I like you guys.
I feel like I just raped them.
That's fine.
I didn't mean to rape them. It's
Kurt. Wait, is your name Krog? When did Kroger come in here?
Craig.
Kroger?
The letter of the day is C, as in Craig. That's C-R-A.
Just let it go. You're never going to convince him.
Cog. So, Cog. What's his deal, Dan? I didn't even... Last time I heard a... And then nothing. Now I'm back here?
Well...
What's going on
here? Good news, bad news for you. And you get to decide which one's which. The good news is that... Craig here's a vampire.
I'm a vampire.
And he did suck your blood a little bit. But he also sucked your dick. Now, here's what might be the bad news.
Okay.
Or good news, depending on...
I got sucked twice tonight, so that's like a big deal.
Who was the first
don't
person?
Don't ask. Don't. Mm. Just move on from it. You might become a vampire. If that's something you're not cool with... It's a little late for that.
Are you saying that I'm going to become immortal?
Well, we are. I mean, I don't know yet. I've only been a vampire for 2 years. But I've seen some vampires who are like 50. So...
That's about older than you're probably going to make it.
That's pretty old. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you saying I can't eat garlic bread anymore? What about garlic Triscuits?
No, we can't.
We can try and see what happens.
I wouldn't recommend it. Last time I ate garlic, I mean, you saw how bloated I was when I got in
here.
That's true. That was garlic.
What's like the worst that could happen if he eats garlic?
You can get bloated. I know one guy who his semen tasted like fish for a straight month.
Well, yeah, Kurt doesn't care about that.
Yes, I do. My semen is valuable to other men's mouths.
I agree to disagree.
But you don't know. Well, you haven't been there. You're not my real dad.
Kurt, I know more than anyone.
What? Wait, what?
Don't worry about it. We'll gloss over it. Let's go back to
I just want to make it clear, by the way. I'm not gay.
So, what does that do?
I'm full hetero, okay?
Same here.
I just want to make that clear.
Wait. As an authority of being gay, did he say no homo before sucking my dick?
He whispered it.
I whispered it. Here's the thing, though. Just because, I think you think that just because I sucked a gay guy's blood out of his neck, that makes me gay? Because I have gay blood in me, that makes me gay all of a sudden?
No one said that.
No, but you might want to get yourself checked.
Yeah, you for sure want to get
yourself checked. Well, vampires can't get STDs.
Oh, Kurt, that solves most of your problems.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Well, if you already have an STD, I don't know how that's going to affect you. If you already have an STD and you're a vampire, it might turn you into a Nosferatu.
Oh, that's bad.
Does that mean I get a bigger nose?
I mean, you get all bald and grossy looking.
I mean, I'm already almost bald, so, you know.
That's true. All right, so not that big a change.
Yeah. It's not that big. I mean, this podcast has been overall, I think, uneventful.
I agree.
I feel like I was going to come in here and change the dynamic. But
we kind of hoped for that.
I just turned this guy into a vampire, and he seems like he's mostly the same as when I got here.
Yep.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Were you expecting me to come in here and scare everyone and do a big vampire, you know, become a big bat or something? And
I mean, I had hopes, but, you know, I'm not mad.
Well, I'm sorry. I know a guy who's a werewolf.
Hey, Clog. Oh, yeah? Hey, Clog, did you hear the one about society where a man walks into a bar and his dog gets hit by a car?
His dog gets bit by a... You can't joke about that. You can't joke about that.
That sounds like something Gabe would say.
I don't know.
Maybe you're getting a little bit from all the people that you're eating.
That can happen.
You got like Kurt's gayness and Gabe's bitchiness.
What?
Gabe is a bitch. You heard it here on the podcast.
We could all say that because he's not here.
He did. By the way, I'm not going to look. How old was he?
Who cares?
16.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say
16.
He did come off as a bit of a bitch. He looked a bit drunk, which I don't think he should be drinking if he's 16.
Who cares? I'm just gonna say that.
There's no laws in Bill Cosby's studio.
That's more true than any of us can hope.
Well, okay, I should be going now. I said I was going to be here for an hour, but this, like I said, has been very uneventful, and I have better things to do.
Well, Craig, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, bye, buddy. Thanks for sucking my dick. Yep.
All right, no problem. Let me turn back into a bat,
and there he goes. All right, Kurt, I should probably go get Gabe from the parking lot.
Oh, we don't want to talk about Jacob's ladders.
Oh, we'll pick back up on that once I go get Gabe from the parking lot.
Okay, so does it mean you want to go to commercial break?
Yeah, probably should go to commercial.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you in a bit. Do a Fortnite dance, and we'll be right back. Hey, are you alive? Have you ever experienced life in a society? Well, I have something for you. It's called Society. It's a new app you can download on your phone. The Society app.
Kurt, is this related to the Joker movie?
No, not at all. This is like, it's a thing. It's a thing, I swear.
Okay. Alright, so, alright.
It's a thing, Gabe.
What does this app do?
So what it does is it stimulates your society muscles so that you actually believe that you're in society. So there,
where are your society muscles located?
Right underneath your neck in your lymphomabadoobah muscle.
Okay, I got that pinpointed right here.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where it is.
And what happens if I stimulate my society muscles?
Well, you might become the Joker if you do it too long, but. Really, the society app.
I don't think that's gonna. Ah!
Oh, not that one.
No. That's a wrong society. No.
I think I might have stimulated it wrong.
I think you accidentally hit the Jared Leto muscle.
Yeah, that's the Jared Leto muscles. Like,
because that's the thing. Down. When I hit that one, I don't want to kill you. I just want to hurt you really, really bad,
and then make a really bad movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So the society app. What it does is it makes you feel like you are a part of society, and about every 12 seconds you make a joke about society. I've been using the society app for about 20 minutes now, and you know,
this explains a lot.
It works. I think a lot of the jokes that I've made on the show have been very good. But if you want to be really funny around all of your friends And do you want to joke about jokes? Society, download the Society app.
Kurt, are you... Is this because you're insecure about being funny?
So here's some reviews from some of the people who have used the Society app. Hello, my name is Alfred. I've used the Society app for about 12 years. It only came out a year ago, but I've been using it for 12 years. Hey, did you know that Society is a thing? Oh, man, we live in one. And
good
also,
thing you got those voice recordings of these reviews.
Yeah, and also this one.
Hey, guys, I've been using the Society app for about 11 months now, and I'm the class clown, if you could call me that.
you hear what it's about. Go on your phone, and here we have one last person.
You know, it's actually me.
Oh, it's
I've been
you?
Looking at the I've been looking at the Society app.
You've used this app too?
Well, I just kind of scrolled through it, and the thing that I came to a conclusion on is references aren't very good when you have no clue what they're referencing at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should get out there more.
Yeah, maybe
watch
you should
more movies. You know,
maybe you should live in a society.
You should get more. Yeah, yeah.
So, go to your local Walmart today and buy the Society app.
I thought it was an app.
It's an app, but you can't buy it on your phone. You have to go
to
Walmart.
You buy one of those big cardboard, flat cardboard pieces of paper where you just, it has an app on it. You just, scan the QR code.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's like Steam Store. So, yeah, go to Walmart. Get your Society. All right. Cool. Back to the show. So hey self, hi self, how you doing? So you know, I was looking out the window yesterday. Oh, you were looking out the window yesterday? Yeah, I was looking out the window yesterday, and what I saw was a dog.
Fuck? Why? What the? Why is he talking to himself? What the fuck?
Oh no, you weren't supposed to
say that. Hey, what's up, Kurt? Fucking. You're talking to yourself again. Why are you doing that, man?
Hey, Gabe, why don't you sit down?
Why are you doing that, man?
Why are you hard? Why are you... Dude, you're fucking hard as a rock right now.
I'm fucking... Dude, I don't know what happened. I was outside, and I saw the body in Dan's car. And you know what I fucking did, man? You won't believe what the fuck I did.
What'd you do?
I turned that shit into a beer, and then I vodka dava the fuck out of that guy. Right?
So right? Yeah, dude. Dude, yeah, bro!
Dude, I went back and... dude, it was fucking lit. And then I passed out. I don't know. I had like one beer and I passed out. And
pussy.
Gabe, why don't you take a seat? You seem a little lightheaded.
Also,
buddy.
I shat my pants. So
yeah, that's becoming
incredibly
obvious.
You shat your pants and you have the biggest erection I've ever seen of any man.
I don't know. My dick is usually way smaller than this.
That's
but
true.
It's
we all know
fucking
that.
Fucking huge right now. Fucking, maybe it's the beer. I don't know.
Why don't we wrap this stuff up?
Yeah. Yeah, his poop?
All right.
What do you want to
what
do, save for
got,
later?
We got we got a dead guy, ale, rogue up in here, right?
Rogue, and dead guy, ale. A poor
Gabe, why
beer.
Are you still talking like a drunk bro?
Because, I don't know, man, it's fucking shit.
Hey, snap out of it, buddy.
Oh, fuck,
snap,
okay.
Snap.
Shit, I'm glad you slapped me in the face, because that... 100% sobered me up. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like
the audience.
Beer.
Technically, I could have just not slapped you.
You could have just pretended to and, said you would and then not slapped me in the face.
The audience can't see
you guys
us.
See that? But, the fourth wall fell down again.
Yeah.
Dan,
but
I think you need to move.
I believe in.
Yeah, it's
studio.
Like you're so into character that you'll slap me in the face, and I'm so into character that I'll pretend to be drunk until you slap me in the face.
Agreed.
There we go.
Artist.
So I mean, I love Dead Guy.
You
ale,
love dead guys?
Rogue. I love dead guys. They make great beers. But I really like this one. I think it's high alcohol content.
That was
but
really
just usually
clever.
No, but I'm saying usually high alcohol beers taste really bad. I mean, as a non-beer person.
How
you're not even
6.
A beer guy.
6.8? 6.8? Yeah, that's kind of high.
6.8. It's a good beer, and I really like it. I would 100% recommend it, even at the price point that it's at. It's very dark and bitter, but it's also not overwhelming. What do you guys get from this beer?
Well, Dan,
not
you
too
go
shabby.
First.
Yeah, or, not really? Too shabby. Yeah. Yeah.
Not too shabby.
I think Gabe said a lot about it, so that's good. But it's not bad.
You know what? In the spirit of Halloween, I'm gonna rate this beer. You know, so like you can do a bird with your hands?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do that, but it's a bat. So Ooh. It's that, but just imagine it's a bat instead of a bird.
Okay. Well, in the spirit of Halloween,
yeah.
I'm gonna rate this. You know how you can do like a bird with your hands?
Yeah, like I just did, yeah.
Yeah. But if you spread your fingers out, it's
yeah.
a spider.
Ooh.
So I made a spider with
But
my
it's
hand.
All oh look at that. It's got four on each side, so that's eight legs.
Yeah,
it works
which
perfectly.
Is the correct amount for a spider.
Yeah, that's exactly I was trying
look,
to poke a hole in that. It didn't what? It's so cool.
Yeah.
I should have done that. Kurt, do you have a spooky theme?
Yeah, so I'm going to basically do the stop sign hand, so it's just a flat palm, all your fingers up and your thumb out, and I'm going to do a pointer
yeah.
finger, and I'm just going to slowly draw it across the horizontal plane of that hand like I am slicing open the chest of a person because I want to get to their insides and take out their lungs and then use them for art later because that's super spooky. That's how I feel about this beer. It was delicious, and it was great, and it reminds me of chopping open someone's chest.
Wow.
So, plugs. You guys got plugs?
Yeah, I just got fucking... okay,
plugs,
yeah.
But not really, so, but plugs, because we already
so
made
you
that
can,
joke.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at SauceGator. You can email us at gatorsaucepodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or complaints.
Complaints, yeah.
You can...
they're fair. If you have complaints, you're probably right.
We'll just call
you
a
reach,
faggot
if
you complain, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't say that word. And then you can reach...
Craig does.
Craig does?
Yeah, Craig
Who's Craig?
He Krog. His name is Krog.
Is that
Krog.
The guess you guys had?
No, it was Craig the whole time.
It was Keg.
Oh,
my bad.
That's,
Keg.
That's unfortunate.
Nope.
Was
Craig,
he gay?
Like
I
the
mean,
name.
Was he gay? Does that justify him saying
so
that?
So, you guys can find me on Twitter at Kurt_duh_hurt, and same on Instagram.
Wow. Okay, and you can find Dan at...
You can find Dan. You can find me at Real Dan Griffin on all forms of social media.
And you can find me at Gasvia, that's GSVIA. Sometimes there's an underscore, so I don't give a fuck. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you want to wrap? You got this, dude. You can keep doing it.
Well, usually there's an order of
oh, yeah, hey, good
say.
Night, New York!
Good morning, Atlanta.
See, that's what... Boo!
Why are you guys doing that? Gabe, why are y'all making spooky noises?
Avada Kedavra!
That beer is super cold! Bye!